We're finding out where Hawaii folks stand on President Trump's performance to date and Hawaii's action against his travel ban. Civil Beat editor Patty Epler joins us now with her brand new poll. Hi there.
Hello, Beth Ann. How are you?
Doing all right, but it doesn't appear to be that perhaps the president is, according to some of your numbers. Not that that may be a surprise to a lot of people.
That's true. This is such a blue state here, Hawaii, that it's not a surprise that he has a low approval rating here, as our recent poll has just shown, of 32%.
Not necessarily something that would be a great number, but how does that fare regarding the people who have actually voted for President Trump in our state?
So he collected 29% of the vote in the last election in November. So he's actually just a little bit higher than that now, 32 versus 29. But you have to remember that in the election there were four candidates on the ballot, I think. So
this poll was done through the 24th of May.
Correct. It was May 18th through the 24th, and we polled roughly 1,000 people statewide, about 950 of them here on Oahu, and it has a margin of error of about 3.2%, I believe.
The point being that this was done before we heard the announcement yesterday. Of anything that might suggest from what you polled and how you were asking the questions, how that might play out? Because clearly we've been talking about that for the last week or so.
I think that would probably drop him even lower here in Hawaii, just based on the news reports of how people reacted to the, you're referring to the pullout of the Paris Climate Agreement. So we did ask voters about several things that already had occurred while, at the time of our poll. One was the travel ban, and of course, 53% of the folks here in Hawaii that we polled were very opposed to the travel ban and supported Hawaii's efforts to have it overturned. And we also asked about the sanctuary city issue, and 45% of the folks here disagree with Trump on the sanctuary city issue. And we also asked about just generally to test the waters for what people, think, even though no one can know this for sure. But really, a majority, 51%, actually think either the president himself or his campaign staff colluded with Russia to sort of sway the election in his direction. It's kind of interesting.
We'll see what happens the next time you do this poll and whether those numbers move and which direction they move. Thanks, Patty, for giving us at least a snapshot of what is on your website today.
No problem. Happy Aloha Friday.
And you too. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring editor Patty Epler.